When the ninth month of the year draws to a close, an eerie presence starts to crawl from its uneasy grave. The beasts and ghouls of the Halloween season arise to torture the souls of mortal men, women, and children. Beware, dear listener, you have been warned. The Chatting Flicks 30 Days of Horror are upon us.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the next episode in the Chatting Flicks 30 Days of Horror. I'm Carl Pierce, and today I am talking about a 1986 movie called Chopping Mall. Now, it's sometimes known as Killbots or Killerbots, I think it was called. It's a 1986 film, and it tells a story of a shopping mall where robots are used or are being rolled in as the security of the shopping mall. And when four teenagers, inverted commas teenagers by the way, get trapped in the mall at night, the robots go on a killing rampage and they've got to try and stop them. So it's a film directed by Jim Wynorski, and apologies if I didn't pronounce that right, and it stars Alison Parks, no it doesn't, that's the name of the character, Keely Maroney, Tony O'Dell, Russell Todd, Carrie Emerson, Barbara Crompton. If you've ever heard of any of these, please let me know, because I've never heard of them. But the most notable one in the cast was Dick Miller. Now, you might know Dick Miller. I know him from, not known personally, but I know him from Gremlins. So he plays the neighbour in Gremlins who is with the wife who gets, inverted commas, killed in the first one. But then they come back to life in the second one. Spoilers there. Yeah, so he's the only notable face in this film. And it's literally a cameo. He plays a bit of a cleaner who gets killed by one of the bots. The rest of the cast, unknown. I've never heard of them. I couldn't tell you what they've been. I'm just having a quick look. And I don't recognise any of the films. Kelly Maroney, she's been in True Blood. And I think that's about it. Looking at those, that's all for there. Any of the other actors, let's have a look. Tony O'Dell. So, he was in the original Karate Kid. There you go. He's in Karate Kid Part 2 as well. He's been in Cobra Kai. Oh, there you go. Plays Jimmy in Cobra Kai. I haven't watched Cobra Kai yet, so I can't tell you who he is. But I'm assuming it's the same character from the Karate Kid. Let's just have a quick look. Yes, he is. It's Jimmy. And that's all I recognise him from. So, not that I recognise him from, that's all I recognise on his IMDb. I'll have one more, Russell Todd. Again, actor I've never heard of. Nothing there. He was in Friday the 13th Part 2. And that looks about it, really. That's probably his biggest role. And obviously, Chopper Mall is going to be his biggest role, looking at this. So nothing setting the world alight on that. Yeah, nothing else much else that he's been in. Oh, he was in the Friday the 13th Part 4, the final chapter, which obviously wasn't the final chapter, but there you go. So he's in that as well. So, yeah, it's a virtually unknown cast, done little bit parts and things. So, as I say, the story's not... it's not like sort of Shakespeare, is it? It's just a very standard story. But it's a really fun film. Now, is it a good film? No, absolutely not. So basically, at the start of the film, the robots are getting demonstrated to the people who work there and employees, and a bolt of lightning hits the mall and sends a jolt through the robots, and it corrupts the robots, so they go on this killing spree, just killing randomly. Now, if you look at the robots, they look terrible. they do not look scary at all. The way to describe them is like the little mini tanks with four arms and like a sort of triangular prism head, and they've got like laser eyes as well. Now, I think this film is filmed in to be taken tongue-in-cheek, though it's acted, inverted commas, seriously and so on. It's actually quite funny, and there was a few times where like I sort of laughed at it, like when certain people got killed. So there are a few gruesome deaths in this film. So the first one, not the first one, but one of the best ones that I've seen is a lady who, as per these films, the teenagers are having sex, okay? And one of the ladies comes out and she's looking for a boyfriend. The boyfriend's being killed by one of the robots already. They don't know this yet. So she comes out and she turns around and she sees the robot, and the robot starts chasing her, and she runs away, and then it shoots a laser, and she looks right at the camera and her head just explodes. And it was just like laughing my head off. It was funny. Few other people, you know, falling off balconies, and it's just very, very tongue in cheek. It's just a very, very fun film. Very, very 80s. I think it's the most 80s film I've ever seen. It's filmed in the same mall that Commando was filmed in. So it looks recognisable for that. For that fact. But yeah, really enjoyable. I enjoyed it. I would recommend this to watch. Watch it once. It's a bit of a cheesy, you know, tongue-in-cheek, 80s horror film. And yeah, it's only on for an hour and 17 minutes. It's worth your time. It's enjoyable. Now, I wouldn't recommend this to James, because I don't think this is James's type of film. James is very, like, sort of into his slashes, you know, like Halloween and Scream and things like that, and a little bit of scariness to it. I can't say this is scary at all. I mean, it's scary in terms of the situation. And do you know what? The animatronics of the robots are really good. They do, like, they move really fast. And they don't look too clunky. They do look like they can move, you know, get round them all and chase them down. But they don't look scary. Like, you think, like, the scariest robots, you know, you're thinking, like, the Terminator, or, you know, like, RoboCop, or, you know, Ed 209 from RoboCop. That's a fright. Like, that Ed 209 is an absolutely frightening robot. It's massive. It's got these massive guns. It's got this big booming voice, you know. What is it? Comply and all that sort of thing. Yeah, these aren't like that. They have got a little bit of a robotic voice, but they're a bit smaller. But as I say, the actual effects of them are reasonably good. They're quite good. So yeah, I would recommend this. But personally, my favourite thing of this film, and I don't know what it says about the film, is the poster. Now, the poster for the film, it's a shopping bag. So, like, a red shopping bag being held by a robotic hand. Now, let's think about this. These robots I've just described to you are not humanoid. They don't look like men or women. They haven't got hands like that. So this robotic hand on the poster is just, it's nothing to do with the film. But anyway, so this robotic hand is holding this shopping bag, and there's a hole in the shopping bag with a head. This does not happen in the film, but the poster is outstanding. If I could get this as a poster and have it in my house, I probably would. It's a bit gruesome, so I probably wouldn't have it around with the kids, but it's a boss poster. The best thing of it is a boss poster, and I really enjoyed the film, but the poster is brilliant. So, this is 1986's Chopping Mall. It got 5.6 on IMDb. I can't really argue with that. It's worth a watch. So, certainly during the Halloween season. Yeah, give it a go. See what you think. Let us know. So, if you do want to let us know what you think, we're on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Or you can email us, chatandflicks@hotmail.com. And I'll see you for the next episode in the Chat and Flicks 30 Days of Horror. Bye-bye. Have a nice day now.
All has a new security system. Completely mobile, user-friendly, and absolutely fail-safe. But something is going wrong.
There's another one of those things out there.
We need to pick us up one by one!
He ain't getting me.
We're here for your protection.
And Sharpie will never be the same. Kill bots.